Today's episode of The Boldness contains references to trolls on social media, social stigma, marginalisation of people with a disability, which may be distressing to some viewers. Good afternoon and welcome to The Boldness on 3CR 8:55 AM on Wednesday, the 18th of March. The Boldness is about lived experience of disability, and my name is Raf. Today, we're chatting with Zoe Simmons, changemaker, storyteller, disability advocate, around the effects of trolls on social media, social stigma, and strategies. Welcome to The Boldness today. Zoe, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me, and good morning or good afternoon to anyone listening to this later.
Well, this is true, is that it is good afternoon. Zoe, what we're really getting down to the gist of it, what is a troll on social media?
I mean, I guess people might have varying definitions, but I basically see it as somebody who spends their time being awful to people on the internet for no good reason, I guess to make themselves feel good, which is very sad. But unfortunately, with social media becoming common and so easy to create fake profiles, lots of people feel comfortable in saying the most horrible things, especially if you are a disabled person on the internet. So it's not great.
Zoe, in light of what happens with trolls and it being a very negative experience, what sort of effect does that actually have on you, as on people as a person when they get these types of comments of people putting them down?
I mean, I guess it depends how new you are to people trolling you as well. I guess people that have always had quite a big platform and have always experienced it probably can handle it a lot better compared to when it's the first couple of times you're experiencing these trolls. It can be really, really, really hard. Like, they don't even know you and they're so horrific and ferocious, and they say so many things, even if they're not related. For example, I often get the arse slur said to me. I get told that I'm just making something about nothing, that I'm just an attention seeker, that I'm a professional complainer, and you know, that's what you get when you are the squeaky wheel trying to create change. Unfortunately, a lot of people are like, we don't need that change. But it's usually people that are not affected by it, so I don't really think they have an opinion that's valid to share there. But it is really horrible, and they often attack how you look. For example, I once wrote an article about how I had survived a suicide attempt, and the comments were just so horrific. People saying, oh, I should have killed myself, saying, like, insulting how I look, being like, oh, it doesn't matter because you're not a man. That unfortunately was said to me, and I'm like, you know, all our mental health is important, and it's actually important to recognize the different layers of marginalization and how that can impact you. Like, for example, I do a lot about disability advocacy and accessibility, so I get a lot of people just this absolute hatred and saying the most horrific things, like that we don't deserve to live, or we just shouldn't leave our houses, and it's just like absolutely ridiculous, especially when you consider that 1 in 5 people are disabled, and time disables us all, and you can become disabled at any moment. So the mental health impact for me, I mean, sometimes I'm really good at handling it, but other times it does, like, destroy me, especially when it's, like, about my weight or my size. Like, someone just called me Jabba the Hutt, and, like, oh my gosh, it's just hard to then want to be, like, showing yourself up online and showing in public, and I felt like really quite self-conscious and existing and like afraid that people would just laugh at me in public, which most people generally don't. I don't think people are as awful in person as they are online, typically speaking, but it does really impact you and your feelings of, you know, why you're doing this, and you know, if you should. And but it's the comments from people that are impacted positively by my content that keeps me going. For anyone that's like, oh, that's the words I wanted to say, or yes, thank you for talking about this, I experience it too. That's who it's for, not the trolls. So they keep me going, but it definitely is a huge mental health impact, and I'm just grateful that people have been supportive as well, especially the last couple of months where I've had, I think, like 1.4 million reach with my own content. So that's a lot of people and a lot of trolls.
Going through to do with access and inclusion, more often than not, I believe that the people who are trolls are part of the ableist community who are trying to suppress the rights of people with a disability to have better access, to be on a more level playing field with other people in the community. When people are trolls, do you think, and they're standing up for advocacy and access and inclusion, they are generally people that are part of the ableistic community when you're trying to make changes in the community?
I mean, I think trolls are definitely ableist. I think a lot of people internalise their ableism and don't realise, and obviously they don't realise that it's likely they will experience disability in their lives or that someone they love will. So one day they'll be like, oh, maybe we should have listened instead of being trolls, which is incredibly frustrating. But it's just, I guess in some way, maybe you might be able to educate some of them to look at that internalised ableism, but I think for some people those beliefs are just so deep set that nothing will change it except maybe them experiencing it firsthand themselves, which certainly life-changing when you become disabled and start experiencing those barriers firsthand. I have had a couple of trolls that I've actually managed to get apologies from, which is interesting, but it took a lot, and it basically took me, you know.
What we were saying, that you managed to get a couple of apologies from people that have trolled you on social media. Now, that's actually a lot of energy and spoons which you've used on trying to educate people to get the apology for doing something they shouldn't do to start with.
Oh yeah, it was a lot of energy, but I just most people who troll me they make fake accounts. So this person had their actual name, which was their same name as their LinkedIn, the same name as their Facebook, and I had mutuals with them. So I just woke up to I can't remember if it was a comment or a message, but it was something like, "No one put a gun to your head and told you to be a R word," and other comments that were also like, "How dare you advocate?" And I think something about my body as well and my weight. And I happened to know someone, a mutual, so I, you know, contacted a couple of places, and you know, he just kept going, and then I ended up blocking him. But then I get a Facebook friend request and a message from him being like, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't know disability was a part of it, la di da di da." I'm like, "Yeah, sure, mate." I never responded, but I guess usually you don't get that apology. You usually don't get that recognition of what you've done is wrong. So, I don't know, hopefully that person picks up their act. But the thing is, like, so many people are doing it. Like, if you're listening to this, someone you know might be secretly trolling people because it makes them feel better or stronger, or they like to get a reaction. So it's sadly common, and especially lately, this year it's been pretty horrific with, say, the deaths of people in the disability community and the community's response to that. Oh my goodness, probably some of the worst comments I've had in my life. Particularly, yeah, I don't want to go into details, but it's just genuinely next level that people have this level of hatred and would rather we just don't exist. Which is ridiculous, because we've always existed and we always will exist.
Yep, I understand, Zoe. And there's attacks at that level. But the one which I think is a big, big problem in the community is when trolls start attacking people because of appearance. I just honestly don't think that's actually on. Well, it actually isn't on. People should not actually go through and really make fun of people's experience, of their appearances, of what they look like, because that's actually very much a personal attack.
And obviously people that have visible disabilities and facial differences, they experience this, like, I'd say tenfold, but it's probably a lot more than that. So it's pretty horrific, you know, especially for me, it's always my weight, just really horrible comments and swear words and slurs and being like, disability isn't deep fried, or being a fat, I can't say the word radio, but you might be able to guess it. It's just like, these people don't even know me. And I'm advocating simply for a more accessible and inclusive society. So it's just wild that gets so much hatred, and when my appearance isn't even a part of it, you know. I also often get told, like, oh, you look like a man and stuff like that, or, like, have been told, oh, are you a transgender person? Which, honestly, I don't think is an insult, because trans people are fabulous, and that's not an insult to be called one. But it's just that, like, interesting that anyone will insult you with anything they've got. And the more layers of marginalization you experience, the more hatred you get. Like, people of color that are disabled, for example, trans people of color that are disabled, all these extra layers, and it gets worse the further down you go.
Yeah. It does. Well, it's now time for us to play some community service announcements, and then we will continue talking with Zoe Simmons about the effects of trolls, her role as a change maker, disability advocate, access and inclusion, about the great work that Zoe does. Zoe, what some of the advice or insights about strategies people can use?
Yes, so definitely blocking people, definitely using the tools that can help, like, say, limiting on Instagram, you can limit interactions so only people that you follow you'll get notifications for. You can also put your profiles on private. You can make sure things are protected. I would also say, if you are really overwhelmed by it, maybe get a friend to look at it and see. But definitely seek, like, support from the community and mental health support, because it does really, really wear you down. Like, I've been a plus-size person my whole life, but the last couple of months of abuse on social media has made even me, really self-conscious again after a lot of work. So just to know that if it's impacting you, it's because you're human and you care and you have a heart, and I don't know, maybe these people don't really. I think people that are trolls are troubled and not happy. People don't spend their time abusing disabled people on the internet. So, you know, just think, it's them, it's not me, and my content's not for them if you're new to creating. And don't let some loser convince you that you are, that your voice isn't worthy, that your story isn't worthy, and that you can't create change, because we all can, especially when we come together.
Well, thank you very much for your time. So just before we wind up, what is the best way for people to find your content on social media about the great work you do?
Ooh, I am on most platforms. I am at Something Beginning with Zed on Instagram and TikTok. And Threads. I'm also Zoe Simmons on LinkedIn, at Zoe Simmons Journalist on Facebook. But basically, if you just Google Zoe Simmons Journalist or Zoe Simmons Disability, I or my website or social pages would come up. So hope to connect with you all.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Zoe. It's been fantastic. Thank you for sharing your insights with the boldness today. Thank you very much, Zoe.
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope my words help. Be bold.
The Boldness has been talking with Zoe Simmons, disability advocate, about the effect of Trolls on social media, marginalisation and social stigma towards people with a disability. The Boldness has been talking with Zoe Simmons, disability advocate, about the effects of bullying, trolls on social media, social stigma and marginalisation that people with a disability encounter nearly every single day. It's now time for us to go out with a song, Over the Moon by Sue Nani. I would like to thank everybody for joining us today. Keep listening to 3CR, and if you don't think the revolution has started, you've been listening to the wrong station. This is 3CR, Voice of the People. Thank you for joining us tonight. 1114, or visit lifeline.org.au, or you may consider calling Suicide Callback Line Service 1300 659 467. Thank you for listening to The Boldness today.